Yud Gimel Adar Rishon, Thursday the 17th of February, Rabbi Moshe Halpinschlieter, wheelchairs on Shabbos.
As we said, we'll discuss today about wheelchairs on Shabbos, and Mr. Perrin quite rightly pointed out, Hashem, Harami Mespal Al Teshvechayim Yilai Zikno, B'Buch Shem, Sagit HaSeminif in the community, Ibn Ulaimim, Hanayim Yilaylech, so the elderly people who sometimes find it difficult to walk, especially if it's a long, bit of a lengthy way to Shiel or to other important Zachen. And unfortunately, Machzach Zachen, a person who is a Chalila, an invalid, and we'll see in Halucha there's differences between an invalid who can't walk and an old person who basically can walk but can't walk so far. And in the Gabba, certain things an invalid might have more killers, and the Gabba, certain things a well person who can't walk but can't walk as far can be greener. Now, the Makar for the Sigi is a Sigi and Shabbos of Samachem, Beis Samach Vov, says as follows the Mishnah. Haketeya means someone who's unfortunately had the leg or part of the foot amputated. Yoitze bekavshaloi. And the Shoinim explained, kavshaloi is not something which he supports himself on, but since for cosmetic reasons he doesn't want to look like someone who's missing a leg, so he has a wooden foot added on from the knee or whatever, but he does not put any weight on that foot. How he walks with crutches or with something else. So there's a machlokes, Ramei and Rabbi Yosi, whether one is allowed to put that on. It's obviously something which is put on and put off whenever he goes in public. Whether one is allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Whether that is considered like a malbush, like a nail, like a shoe, or not.
It's a touch.
Oh, but it's something which he straps on when he walks. It's not something which is permanently put on, permanently mechubah to him. It's something that when he walks out, he puts on, and it's obviously tied with something, I don't know exactly how it's adjusted, but it's something which he puts on when he goes out in public. So the, whether that's considered a shoe or not, is a machloikas and a mishnah, Ramei and Rabbi Yosi. You don't understand? Oh, lemaaseh, we see in the Gemara says, we're talking about a wooden, so it's made out of wood, and the Gemara says that the machlokes is whether a shoe is called a nal, yeah? Whether nal in Toyodik cake can be from other materials besides leather or not. We see in the Gevissa Zachen that the pusik where it says nal, I think it says somewhere the word tachash, so it has to be something made out of oil. Yeah, so whether one can have a shoe made out of wood, that's the machlokes. And the Gemara in Yima and in Shabbos and Yevumos brings two other machlokes where we see where does a shoe make a difference in halucha. There's one very important halucha by chalitza. Chalitza has to be done with cholzu es naaloi. So the Gemara says whether a wooden shoe, a clog, would be considered a shoe legabe chalitza, the Gemara says it's tulin this machloikas shamei nebiyosi. Nocha, there's another halucha where shoes make a difference, is legabe Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, one mustn't go out in a shoe. So the Gemara says the machloikas, whether one is allowed to go out in a wooden clog, or made out of other materials, is or whether only leather, is truly in this machloikas, Rameya in Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah further says, and I won't go into detail, there's a Rashi explains the Mishnah further, that here we're talking about someone who has who's missing part of the foot. But unfortunately, there are people in a worse case who both of the below the knees are missing or are kuna. So in those times, the way that they moved themselves around, they had a chair which they tied on their seat, and to push themselves on the floor, they held two chairs. Sort of small chairs, I don't know exactly how it worked, in their hand. With that they pushed down, lifted themselves up and put further. One thing I can't understand, why wheelchairs wasn't in those times, is that I don't understand, because the idea of the wheel moving people around is already found in the Chumash. You obviously mark this part of the Chaylai. I think it's the first time, right? Shai Shema Yisrei Chabuche, the chariot. So if they could have chariots to go to war, why the invalid? In the Mishnah there isn't such a thing, idea. It must have been terribly hard for this invalid to move around by pushing himself and moving. I don't know. The Master Tosus and the Rosh bring a Rai from this Mishnah. Yeah, we see in the first part, we're talking about whether he's allowed to wear this wooden foot. Yeah, which he doesn't support himself on, but how did he walk? Obviously, he had crutches. So Tosfos says, and the Rosh says also, we see from here, the Mishnah doesn't even make an issue about it, that one is allowed to go with crutches on Shabbos. Yeah, it's Rimachach. Derech Agav from the Mishnah doesn't even talk about it. How did he walk? Yeah, so he's not allowed to walk with a wooden foot. So he will look Shabbos, unfortunately not very good, according to the Rabbi Yosef. But how actually does he go on the road? Is Harai that one is allowed to walk with, it doesn't call it crutches, maklois, with sticks which he supports himself. Says the Rosh, when is one allowed to walk with crutches? It's only someone who can't walk at all. Yeah, because unfortunately he's an invalid, but an old person who at home can walk without sticks, when he walks outside, he hasn't got the stick, he doesn't, his weight, his body doesn't actually put his weight on the stick. The stick is only meant to keep him from balance. The Rosh said one is not allowed to go out with such a stick on Shabbos. I thought the Gemara says that Bru Karadavir, that the child is the knee of the father, but certainly in the normal circumstances, the Yiddish community and the Yiddish Mishpucha Dazan Azaida with the son and Nainikla, so that's when the children Nainikla come into use in certain circumstances to be able to help the Zaida and the elder Zaida to go into Shiur. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that although the Gemara says that the Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yosi, whether one can go out with such a false foot on Shabbos, the Gemara says that that's the same Machlokes whether a shoe made out of wood is considered a shoe, klape chalitza, or klape yom kippur, klape Shabbos, it is certain that one is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a wooden shoe. Although, halachically, it might not be considered a shoe, but it's for sure allowed to go. And what says the Raya? Because all the Rishonim agree that one is allowed to go out with a wooden stick if he's a choyle, an invalid. Or like crutches, yeah, now in modern days, what we use now, crutches. Everyone agrees, someone who's not an invalid, someone who's broken an ankle, he can't put his weight on the one foot, and he actually puts down the crutches, lifts himself up, and moves further. That everyone agrees that one is allowed to go out on Shabbos. These crutches of those times was made out of wood, or even now they're certainly not made out of leather. And all the Rishonim agree that one is allowed to. I would say that a shoe, legabachalitza, it certainly wouldn't be considered like a shoe. Yeah, if the Yevuno would take the crutches away. Elamai says the Shulchan Aruch Rav that although to have a lucha of a shoe, yeah, there could be a machlokes whether it has to be leather or not. Something which one factually puts one's weight on is considered like a shoe. Kenal legabe the haluchos of Shabbos. So a wooden clog, although it might not have that, one is permitted to go out on Yom Kippur with it, or it would be not considered a shoe. Klape chalitza, legabe Shabbos, something which one puts one's weight on is considered Shabbos to get kicked like a shoe. Whereas this false foot, which the Rishonim say one does not put one's weight on, so then it has to have the taka that, so if it is considered a shoe, then even if one doesn't put the weight on, a shoe is considered a tachshit or a malbish. If it hasn't got a look of a shoe because wood is not considered a shoe, one is not allowed to. But something which one actually puts one's weight on, That is considered shoes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the difference between an invalid and an old person is not that an invalid hasn't got a bridle and we're more sympathetic to him than to the old person who can help himself out with his children or grandchildren. The difference is, does he put his whole weight on the stick or not? An invalid, by fact, he can't put any weight on his feet, so the stick, or whatever he's got instead of the stick, is considered like his shoe, or maybe even like his foot. Whereas an old person who actually supports himself, he just uses it for support, that would not be considered like a shoe. Now the question is, we have to apply the halacha to modern technology. It's not so modern than when the wheelchair was those, but it's been around for some time. Pardon? The question is, someone who sits in a wheelchair and moves it himself, we'll soon see when another person moves it. Someone is sitting on a wheelchair and he moves it himself. There's three ways how one consider that halukhically. One could say he is actually walking himself. Like we've got this person who's using a stick to walk, or we see the other invalid which actually had a chair. The chair was tied to a seat, and he held in his hands some sort of it's called safsulim, small benches. I don't know exactly how it worked. He's holding that in his hand, and even the chair, if you a normal person would take a chair and tie it up to him and walk around, it wouldn't be considered like a malbush. So obviously this invalid who's allowed to go with a chair down to him, and also because that's the way how he walks, he lifts himself up on pushes himself down, lifts himself up, and seats himself down. So the seat and these two benches are considered his shoes. So the question, so one could say that an invalid who is moving around the wheelchair himself is also considered how he's walking, as if he's walking himself. The second way how one could look at it is that he's not walking himself, he is carrying himself. Yeah, he is pushing the wheelchair, and as he is seated on the wheelchair, he is carrying himself. He's carrying himself by through the chair. The third way one could look at it is there isn't such a thing as a person carrying himself. What he is doing actually is he is moving along a chair. Since he is seated on the chair, he's obviously moving along with it. But what he is doing is moving the chair along. Yeah, he happens to be seated on it. So let's explain. There's three ways how to look at it. You could look at the person is actually going himself. Yeah, like a person, a gzinta person walks on his two feet. Other person needs to have crutches. He is walking with the wheels. That's one way. The second way is that he is carrying himself. Yeah, like someone else can carry a person. He is actually doing that himself. He's carrying himself, and he's carrying himself through the wheelchair. The third way to look at it, that a person can't carry himself. You know, what he can do is he can move along a chair, and if he is seated on the chair, he's moving along with it. And we'll see the differences in halacha. There's a tshuva to Rosh Bezen of the Lam Bezen dying Rostas. He takes the first approach that, like an invalid can walk with crutches, an invalid can walk with a chair. So it's considered his chair, and he wants to say it's considered like his shoe, and he says no, even more than a shoe, because he's sitting in it, it's like a malbush. That I didn't exactly understand, but it's considered like his and like his shoe, like the crutches is considered his shoe. So for the invalid, the wheelchair is his shoe, that's the way he walks. The Hatzvi, which was a Peshpais of Frank in a Chaim Simon Kif Ayin, he understands that one can't say that this person is walking with a wheelchair. It's not considered like he's walking himself. He considers it that he is carrying himself. Now, carrying oneself, the Aluch HaZazoi, if one carries a well person who can walk himself. It's not exactly clear. One is not oiva min atoiva, because there's a concept of chai noises atzmai. What exactly that means and why that is, it's considered as if the other person, the live person, is helping, is a shitter, whether it's al shnayim shosim. We won't go into it today. The Nigasmosh himself, he's got a long pilpul. What the idea of chai noises atzmai? Whereas an invalid who can't walk, the halucha of chai noises atzmai does not apply. So according to the Hatzvi, there would what osikim and pink faket. If someone carries an invalid, is a issa deraisa. If someone carries a well person, it's only a issa derabunan. So since we're talking here about an invalid, so according to the Hatzvi, it would be more chumer for an invalid to wheel himself on a wheelchair, rather than, for example, a normal well person wouldn't use a wheelchair, but let's say an elderly person who can a basic walk or just can't make the long journey, if he would wheel himself, it wouldn't be Eser Deraisa. The Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chusa, that comes out constantly in new editions, in the very newest edition, Tufshi 9, it's in Peik Lamed Dalet Ha'ura Kif Hai, he says that there isn't such a concept of a person carrying himself. He doesn't understand such a thing, that the person carries himself. As far as he considers it, the person is moving, he's moving the wheelchair, and the mailer, he is sitting on it. So according to the Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, regardless of whether he's an invalid or he is a well person, he is a metalkal daldamas. If you must carry, if he's moving along a wheelchair, and one is not allowed to move a wheelchair. What I forgot to say just so once I look at is, just let me just add on, if it's a well person, if I carry a well person, I'm not over Issa Deraisa, because Chai Noises Atzmai. The Gemara says, even if I carry him out on a bed, the bed can't carry itself, since the main item, the main thing that I'm carrying is the live person, the well person, and on that there is no Issa Deraisa, so even the bed, which if I'll carry a bed on its own as Issa Deraisa, if the bed has got a chai on it, I'm putem and atoyle on the bed itself. So according to the middle way, as Rapesh Paiser considers it, that it's as if he is carrying oneself, but Oisikim, that if it's an invalid who's carrying himself, which Chai Noises Atzmai doesn't apply, then it's Issa Deraisa for the person himself. If it would be an elderly person who's moving himself, who's carrying himself, he would not only not have a Issa Deraisa because he's carrying himself, because he's a Chai Noises Atzmai, but even the wheelchair, which is helping carrying himself, would also not be an Issa Deraisa.
I was going to ask you the situation with roller skates. If that's your way of locomotion, would you not be allowed to?
I was thought about it. What about walking
with roller skates or skiing?
Skiing, I thought would matter. Roller skates is a very good question. Yeah. Someone who's walking with roller skates, everyone, the choyer, would understand that he's walking himself. Yeah. So what's the wheelchair? Yeah. Good question.
So you the bicycle then?
The bicycle is similar to a wheelchair.
That's right.
There is a chiva from the Rav Ulam from Baghdad, Yosef Chaim from Baghdad. The Ben Ish Chai. Well, but he talks there about going on a bicycle on Shabbos. It's not clear exactly how. What's his opinion now on that? Skiing, I thought, might be a bit different. The ski itself would be a shoe, whereas this, I've never seen myself, but from what I know about skiing, one doesn't put one's weight on the sticks. The sticks are only meant to propel oneself. That I don't know if it's considered like a nut.
I think skiing without sticks would be easier.
Whether the ski would be considered like a shoe, it's a rather large shoe, but
it's two pieces.
That's what I'm saying. The ski sticks. The sticks. The choyer would be a problem because you're not putting your weight. It's just meant to propel you. Whereas a wheel carries your weight. Yeah, the wheel carries your weight and also propels you, which is what feet do. Feet carry your weight and propel you. What the crutches do, they carry your weight and propel you. So why a wheel wouldn't be considered the same? I don't know. So the master of Ibis Moshe in his Shiva to Dan Grossness from London says, as according to his opinion, an invalid himself, he's talking there about an invalid, who's got a chimra because it doesn't apply chai noises atzmoi, but mitzvah sheni, he's got the chimra that an invalid, one can say that is considered like his shoe, like of the crutches. So he says the person himself is allowed to do it. But for others, the Igus Moshe understands that it, and that also is something which I didn't understand, that the wheelchair is only considered a shoe if the invalid himself turns the wheel. Whereas if someone else turns the wheel from him, then we don't look at it anymore as his shoe. And L'chayla, one could argue with that, because the Maser, if I'll push a person himself, he wouldn't go. He's only going because he's still supported on the wheel. The wheel carries the person's weight. I'm only doing the propelling part. So why should it lose the status of a shoe because someone else is propelling? I don't understand.
It should be like carrying him.
No. If we consider, the Moshe Feinstein understood, it's only considered like a shoe if the invalid himself propels him. If someone else pushes him, then it loses the status of a shoe. Perhaps one could argue that. No, when I carry someone on the bed, I'm carrying his weight. I'm doing both things. No, when I push a wheelchair, I'm not carrying his weight. I'm doing the propelling part. There's two parts.
If he's on the hill, and you let go on the brake, it'll go itself.
No,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just doing the propelling part. In the choyle to have the status of a shoe, the shoe does two things, or the leg does two things. It supports and pushes further. And according to we see the clog. Yeah, doesn't actually propel you. It keeps your weight, and that's why it's considered a shoe legabe Shabbos. So why the wheelchair should lose the status of a shoe when someone else is propelling? I don't know. So what his aitzah is? And he says even when a goy should push the wheelchair, he says if it's an invalid who can't walk himself, so the concept of chai noises atzmoi does not apply. So if it's usum and a toilet to carry, then a goy pushing it is only one shvis, and one shvis will not matter le tzolich mitzvah. What he says, whereas, he's not talking that, whereas a well person, yeah, an elderly person who's just can't make the journey, but the concept of chai noises atzmoi does apply to him. This is the English motion I'll talk about. I'm just saying because it's Nageya, very lot of Masa. A well person who is being carried is only a Issa de Rabuna, because Minatoyle Chayna Issa Satsmoy. A goy should push him is also a de Rabuna. So it's a Shvis de Shvis. Shvis de Shvis, the Mukha Mitzvah, Tfilah Batsibah, or even another very important occasion if there's a Shabbat Shevebruch, so the Mitzvah, not for everything, but something which is a Letzoyach Gudel or Letzoyach Mitzvah, we are not a Shvis de Shvis. But by an invalid, sorry? Pardon?
Is that a
Pikuna? Shvis de Shvis, the Mukha Mitzvah, yeah, I think, as it happens, the Vama Mitzvah.
That was a well person.
You're talking about a well person. My father, Zangazint, was machmen upon himself this Tishri. He had very bad pain. He could be ate some, walk the few steps, but he couldn't make the Ajan himself. So he had the Chimra that not only. So the concept of Chai Noi Sassatzmai Bolshem applied. He had not only one goy, but two goyim. That's a Chimra, because Shnayim Shasui is put on the Chattas. If two Yidin, so by having two goyim, it's Vimezoko Chimra. But according to the strict halucha, a well person, a basically well person who's elderly, if a one goy pushes him, it's a shvis, the shvis, mafreng ashallah, but according to the basic halucha, it's mitzvah. The Moshe Feinstein is talking about the invalid, who Chaynos Asatsme does not apply, so he would not allow someone else to push him, not even a goy, but the person himself can. The problem is if it comes to steps or other things where it's impossible. So there he says, if it's on the road and you have to go up a pavement, there the yid is accompanying can lift him up on the pavement. Why? It's kuchs medal damas. And once less than dal damas, one is allowed to carry. One is allowed to carry something less than dal damas. So to move him in the Rashis Rabbi himself, less than dal damas, the person who's accompanying can. No, even one year.
No, because two years can do it more than 4 hours.
No, then you've got the Shnayim Sherasi is Nisha Lekusha, Lechoyle, it's a Yisra, the Raisa, it's non Nishka Ki of Kafas. And also, Shavus to Shavus, we are only matter when one of the Shavus is a Goy. Because the Mushal, to do a Yisra de Rabun, to do a Meluch de Rabun and Kanach Hayav, so I mean, the only matter Shavus to Shavus when one of them is a Goy. The problem is, if to go in from a Shis HaRabim to the Shis HaYuchid, there is a step. Yeah. So the Moshe Feinstein says what one should do is get a goy. The goy should not take the whole wheelchair in. He should take 90% of the wheelchair in and leave a part of it still outside. Why? Because halacha is to be over Issa Deraisa, the whole object has to transfer the shis. If part of the keli is actually outside, then there isn't Issa Deraisa. So one should get a goy to do 90% of the job.
Your four wheels
is
a step out, then how's it work?
Yeah, so even if the handle, anything, any minute bit of the wheelchair sticks out, if it's possible, that's what he's saying. One would have to know exactly where this is at. That the goy should do. That is only an Issa Derabunan, and if the goy does it, is a Shvis the Shvis. And afterwards, the invalid can move himself around. There was another thing which, as far which I didn't understand, basically I understood more the Igus Moshe that the wheelchair is considered that the person is walking. I had a raya which Lachay was a raya faket. If we say that anything that supports a person and propels him is considered like a shoe, what would be someone who's on the river and is rowing a boat? One could also say the boat is actually carrying his weight. The oars, one could say, is like the skis, which is only used for pushing one, but not carrying the weight. Would someone be allowed to, if there would be other ways, or the road, the oars would be part of the chibur to the thing, would one also consider that the person is walking?
Do with the depth of the water. There was a shuva from the Maran Mipadra. Somebody asked in Venice, they wanted to go on a boat, and they gave, this is...
No, so there is an Issa
Derabunan.
There is a Tosfos. You're talking about Tchumen. As far as Tchumen is concerned, there would be a difference if the water is high 10 Tfuchim or not. I'm talking now about the Issa Hitzua. A river actually is not a Shesram Derais, it's only a Kamlis. And Tosfos in Erev and Daf Mem Gimel says that the reason why one must not enter a ship on Shabbos, just in case he would actually man the ship, and it would be considered a Hitzua. What should be the difference between a ship and the wheelchair? Unless we could say only an invalid who actually, like as Rabbi Moshe Feinstein understands, only an invalid if he's... so then an invalid on a ship, what's going on this? Or we would understand that a wheelchair, one can say, should become a shoe, but a ship should become a shoe, one can't say. It's enough surah for him.